I think a wedding reception is a familiar kind of event in American culture. It might be helpful to keep that in mind as we consider the Lord's parable today. Jesus uses this familiar background to look at how we are responding to God's invitation to eternal life. The king invites guests to his son's wedding, but these who are invited ignore the invitation. They are apparently too busy to celebrate. Others who are invited to kill the servants, and they just don't come either. So nobody seems to be wanting to come. After dealing with the ungrateful servants, the king then tells the servants to go out and to invite anybody at all that they find, anyone they can find in the highways and the byways. This sort of signifies God's invitation to the Gentiles, all people really, to be part of his people, the people of God. Then the parable shifts a little bit. The focus switches to one of the guests who is not appropriately attired. This guest is singled out and summarily thrown out of the feast. Why is this little side story included in the account? It's a little interesting, isn't it? What is Jesus saying? The overall parable seems to be saying, if you're invited to the wedding feast, which we all are, you should go. You should not ignore that invitation. That would be a bad thing. And here now, he seems to be pointing to something, that this guest, this one that was not attired rightly, he responded to the invitation. He did come, but he wasn't able to remain. So apparently he neglected something. Jesus is telling us that although we're all invited, there's still something that we need to do so that when we are invited and we respond, we can stay. He made a choice, this guest made a choice to go to the feast unprepared, in this unprepared state. He couldn't be blamed for something that he couldn't control after all. We wouldn't say that. St. Thomas Aquinas, in his commentary on Matthew, says that the wedding garment represents Christ. And he elaborates, some put on Christ through the sacrament, for as many of you as have been baptized in Christ have put on Christ. Some are in Christ through charity and love. Therefore, to have a wedding garment is to put on Christ through good works, through a holy life, through true charity. And if one of these is lacking, it is bad. I like that part. It is bad, right? What a great comment. Yeah. Thanks, St. Thomas Aquinas. This parable pushes us to reconsider the parable in a different way. The popular notion that God does not just invite everyone without requiring something of us. We are all invited, yes. But at the final judgment, the Lord is weighing and measuring something. He's looking for the wedding garment. How Jesus will decide whether or not we have this wedding garment isn't exactly clear. For instance, how is he going to judge someone who has never had the chance to be baptized? However, if someone has been raised in the faith, if they have been given every opportunity to practice their faith, there is an expectation that they will do so. We can at least know that Christ desires that and indicates that it's very important. To ignore or choose not to respond to Christ's invitation is to make the same mistake which are elaborated earlier in the parable. With that in mind, we might ask ourselves, am I concerned about myself or someone else? Do I have my wedding garment? Now, I have no secret knowledge of how God measures all the factors in someone's life. I know God is both merciful and he's just. It seems like many people, both in the church and outside of the church, aren't too concerned with the whole question of salvation. Either they take it for granted that everyone gets into heaven, or they don't seem to realize what's at stake. Sometimes it's hard to tell which it is, or maybe there's another option. But to put it mildly, this concerns me. I want everyone to be concerned about salvation. I want everyone to accept God's invitation to the wedding feast. I want everyone to have their wedding garment. I don't want anybody to be surprised when they get there and they say, oh, I didn't wear the right thing. Shoot. I don't want any of the souls under my care to say, why didn't you tell me, Father? Why didn't you tell me what I needed? Why didn't you tell us? I don't want that to happen. So what can I do? What can we do to help people care more about these things? I guess my thought is to talk about it a little bit. That's what I'm doing, right? So that people will think about it. Sometimes we would rather not talk about such things because it makes us a little uncomfortable. Now, I could say, don't worry about it. It's not a problem. Everyone is invited. No matter what, you'll get in. Hell is empty. Do we prefer this? Do we prefer this? Maybe we do. I could do that. We could just never talk about things that are uncomfortable here. But that's not the gospel. That's not what Jesus does. Jesus talks about these things. And so I think we need to do the same thing. The reality is, many are maybe perhaps oblivious to the danger. It's like the house is on fire. And some people don't seem to notice or care. And when we try to point it out to them, they tell us they don't want to hear it. So should we just leave it at that? Okay, we told them. Or should we keep pestering them? I think, at least for me as a priest, it's sort of my job to be the pest. Keeps talking about uncomfortable things. The fact that our souls are at stake and that the way we live our lives will correlate to the whether or not we accept Christ's invitation to the wedding feast. Our choices will reveal how we are, how we're living. And as St. Thomas Aquinas says, our wedding garment is Christ. Have we put on Christ? Have we put on Christ in our lives? To have a wedding garment is to put on Christ through good works, through a holy life, and through true charity, he says. So, have we done all these things to the best of our ability? Are we striving to do them at least? Or does our life reveal a self-centeredness, or a distracted existence, a half-heartedness, a lukewarmness, or even opposition to the life and the movement of grace? We should all honestly examine our lives. And it shouldn't bother us to do that. It shouldn't bother us. This should be a normal part of a Christian life. And it also shouldn't bother us that if we see that we're not perfect, that shouldn't bother us either, because we're never going to be perfect in this life. We're on the journey, right? The question is, are we making an honest effort to follow Christ, to put him in the center of our lives, to live what he taught us? If we can honestly say yes, then we're on our way. That's great. Now, this isn't some sort of holy club or league. Catholicism is about sinners, you and I, coming to Christ and asking for help in our need. So don't get worried if you aren't a saint yet. Christ meets us where we are, and we have to progress throughout the course of our lives. We do our best to cooperate with the Lord so that we can be ready for the feast. I know this is a little tough. I know it comes off a little serious. Sometimes I do. Sorry about that. Come on, Father, we want to laugh and smile during the homily. This is no fun. Okay, I grant that. It might be more fun. You make me sad. You make me uncomfortable. Okay, sorry. But it's just because I care about you. That's why I do it. I want what's best for you. I want us to care about this for each other. And so on a final related note, I wish to invite anyone who might be interested to come to a series of sessions that we're going to be having starting on Tuesday, October 20th, so not this coming Tuesday, but the following. It's for anyone who wants to know more about the faith. It's also for those who might not be Catholic and want to know about it. The meetings will be held for 5 weeks on Tuesdays at 6:30 at Holy Family. It starts again next Tuesday, not this coming, but the following. Every Tuesday at 6:30 for 5 weeks. We'll have flyers, or we do have flyers up if you need more details, or you can talk to myself, one of the sisters, and we'll give you the information you need. So we have a great opportunity to grow in our faith, to understand more about Catholicism, which at its heart, at its root, is about putting on Christ, wearing our wedding garment. May Christ open our hearts to his invitation to the wedding feast.